Hello, everyone, and thank you again for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. My name is Tim Parmeter. I am the founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host today. So first of all, who are we? Fran Coach, we are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like you who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So today, as we go through this, we tend to talk about a lot of different facets of franchising, different industries, things that are important. But today I want to talk about one of the parts of our process that we take clients through, and that is the discovery process. So once we've kind of connected with somebody, we'll go through a couple steps to essentially build from scratch. What would be their ideal franchise business model, owner role? Again, we're going to do this in great detail. And what will happen as we get through this, we're then going to now be ready to do the research and get folks connected. Usually we'll start off with three or maybe four franchises that we've handpicked for them. At that point, we're going to begin the discovery process. And that is when we start vetting the franchises. So this is an incredibly thorough due diligence process. It takes 6 to 8 weeks. There are sometimes 12, 15 different steps along the way that we're going to take with the franchise. We're going to talk to, probably half dozen different people within the franchise. Eventually, you're going to meet all of their leadership team, every last person within the organization. So in reality, sometimes that becomes a much higher number. You're going to get a chance to speak with multiple franchise owners. We have a podcast out there you can find on what's called Validation Calls with Owners, an enormously big part of it. And then finally, we'll get into kind of what's called the discovery day at the end. But during this process, it is first off, what will happen before we introduce or get you introduced to the franchises, you're going to have a call with our team. And it's a pretty lengthy call, quite frankly, as we're going to do this, because we're going to take a moment. And we're going to kind of walk you through all of the steps that are going to happen once we get you connected to the franchisors. We're going to kind of review the main things we use from a research. What's really important to you, your role, customer profile, core values. Those are the biggest drivers. What about staff? What kind of team do you want? Industries that are important, financial profile, funding options, all that's taken into consideration. We're going to kind of review that with you. And hopefully you're nodding up and down at that point that we're on the right track. Then we're going to take a couple minutes and we're going to walk you through what these options are. Here's the franchise. Number one, this is what they do, what they look for in an owner, why we think it's a good fit. Here's number two, here's number three. So when we're done with that call, and you'll hear this from us during the process, at times there's one that will kind of make you roll your eyes. What the heck are these fools doing? I don't know anything about that. That's no way that's a good fit. We're going to find a polite way to tell you we don't care, right? Want you to just start the learning process. And when we're done with that call with the presentation, we're going to get you connected directly to those franchisors. And all we really want people to think about, even though this is going to be a 6 to 8 week process, we just want folks to have that first phone call and start learning. The amount of times the franchise that somebody rolls their eyes at us about on the phone that ends up being that's the best one for them, you would be amazed at how many times that happens and really happens just as often as the one that people think is the best on that call that ends up being that way. It's really probably the eye roll ends up winning more times than not. You'll hear us say this a lot. We don't care what franchise somebody starts. It's our job to find the best fit for each person. So that openness to just get on that first call and start learning. So what will happen is, especially for folks that have been in the corporate world, you always want to remind you, this is not corporate interviews as we go through this. Franchises are absolutely awarded So that means they're vetting you too. So it's not just, well, let me whip out my checkbook and buy this franchise. That's not how it works. You're not whipping the checkbook out until they say we're ready for you. So it is very definitely mutual, but at the beginning, it's kind of skewed in your favor. So typically that first phone call, the franchisors, obviously we've kind of filled them in on your background and why we're looking at this, but they're going to talk to you. Hey, you know, hey, Bob, tell me a little bit about yourself. What got you here? Get a kind of a sense for that. But then they're really going to jump in and kind of outline their process. Franchisors are going to take you. They're all going to be a little different, similar, and we're going to get through everything, just maybe slightly different kind of steps along the way. So they're going to walk you through that. And then they're going to really start presenting their brand. And this is tends to be a little information overload at the beginning. Nobody ever wants to think they're going to get overwhelmed, but this process can do that. It is going to be a ton of information, almost all brand new from three or four franchisors, all within a few days. So we kind of get through that first phone call. And then usually our plan is every week or so, we're going to have a call set up with our clients to debrief. What was that, those calls like? What did you learn? Thoughts, questions, concerns. We're going to talk about whether we should take the next step with that franchise. And then what is that next step? We're going to get to a point, obviously, where we're going to realize there's no reason to move forward with a particular franchise. Let's understand why. And then we'll kind of, you know, politely kick them to the curb. We may get a few steps down the road, and based on the feedback we're gaining from you, we may realize we need to add a different franchise into the mix. Believe it or not, honestly, that does not happen very often, but every now and then it does. Again, our goal is to find the best thing. So if we need to add something, we add something. But part of what we're going to do is we're going to help people make sure that they are not missing anything along the way, that we're taking the right steps, we're asking all the questions, we're analyzing the information, we're not kicking somebody to the curb too soon, we're not hanging on to them too long. And so as we continue to move forward, additional calls with the franchisors, getting into the franchise disclosure documents, we've got another podcast on that, validation calls with the owners, again, go figure, there's another podcast on that. And typically ending with what's called a discovery day, confirmation day, meet the team day, something like that. Here's a shocker, there's another podcast for that. So we're, again, trying to cover you with everything, but that last step in the process, the discovery day, is where you're going to go to the franchise headquarters. Now, we're recording this in October of 2020, so we're still, you know, sitting in COVID world. Pre-COVID, you would have got on a plane, you would have flown to where their headquarters is, been in their corporate office, their home office. You would have met every last dang person that works there, and usually be there with a couple other, maybe a potential franchise owners around the country. As we're starting to open back up, some franchisors are able to do those back in person, but a lot of them are still virtual. But it's still going to be the same thing. You're going to, minus the actual physical tour of walking around the building, you're going to meet every last person. Instead of that, you know, franchise development person you've been working with who has talked to you about support or sales or marketing or whatever aspect of the business, you're going to get to meet the person that's in charge of that. Hear them tell you the same thing. You're going to learn some new things at that point. But when we go to the discovery day, you're pretty much 90% or so there. So you want to, more than anything, make sure the people you connect with them, their mission, their vision, it resonates with you. You want to feel like, in short, you're in the right room. And at that point, when you walk out of the discovery day, we're pretty much done with the process. You will walk out of there either running, if it's in person, you're either going to run screaming for the airport, get me away from these crazy people, or you're going to walk out of there and in your mind, you're already an owner. You will absolutely positively know. We say this all the time, you won't make a decision in this. It will be that crystal clear. And at that point for the franchisor, that's their last little vetting piece of you, making sure you're not, you know, a crazy person. You're a complete knucklehead. You're kind of how you show up, the way you've presented yourself. You're somebody they want in their family. And at that point, they will officially award you the franchise, and then we get to sign the franchise agreements, get the funding and all those things kind of taken care of. So it is a complete whirlwind process of people kind of start out as kind of novices in franchising, and usually a couple weeks in, they're busting out the buzzwords and the industry terms. And we'll always say that again with our process is the worst that's going to happen is you're going to learn something new, even if it means we cross this off and franchise ownership is not the right path. You're going to come away with a whole different perspective on this. Even the franchises that if we start with three, you're probably not starting all three. You're probably going to start one of those three. And so the things that you learn from the other two are incredibly valuable. Even if the eye roll franchise we present ends up really being the first one eliminated, there will be things from that you're comparing and contrasting between the other two that are going to kind of help, again, confirm and validate, hey, this one is going to be better because of I looked at the other options, right? I looked at the other side of an equation for that. So we are working with people throughout weekly phone calls for the most part, and sometimes even more often, especially towards the end. And we'll have countless resources along the way to kind of help people out with this, to get all the way to the end and get to that point where they come out of Discovery Day and they're like, yes, this is it. And they really have now an opportunity. They have, as we always talk about, we want to help people create your better tomorrow. They walk out of Discovery Day and they realize it's today. So that's what we're here to help with. Like with everything that we do in our podcast series, we just want to help, again, educate people, learn different sides of franchise ownership, franchise industry, our process across the board, to help let people know a little bit more about this and hopefully make it more real. If you would like to learn more about becoming potentially a franchise owner, then let's schedule a brief phone call. There, our website, francoach.net, there, depending on what system you're on, you may see that is either listed or a link there. We're all over social media. You can find us across the board. Call us direct, 480-501-1354. Or feel free, again, go to the website, hit the contact form. Let's get something scheduled. There's never, ever any fee for our service. So again, we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We appreciate it, and stay safe, and we hope to talk with you soon. Thanks.